I have the privilege of introducing someone who has been here for, how many BabFests have you been to?
I can't count them all.
You can't count them all. She's bad mathematics. Ruth Conniff is a friend of Fighting BabFest. She's a great political writer. She is with the Progressive Magazine, and she is going to co-chair the event this year with me. And I'm delighted to welcome Ruth to make some opening remarks. Please welcome Ruth Conniff of the Progressive Magazine, who's going to help us with FightingBob.com.
Good morning, progressives. It is great to be here this morning. What a great night last night. I am really honored to be able to co-chair this with Ed Garvey, who is a hero of mine and all of ours in the progressive movement in Wisconsin. I wanted to give you a little bit of news flash from the Progressive Magazine, which is, this just goes to what Ed was talking about, that we are winning. This is a long fight, but it is a fight that we're on the right side of, and it's one of the main reasons that we're here today. Of course, you all know what happened on Friday with the Circuit Court stopping Act 10. This is something that Scott Walker is having to think about a lot this weekend. It's kind of a tough couple of days for him. He's thinking it through. He's planning his strategy. But I want to tell you a little bit of news you may not have had about one of the particularly difficult aspects of this for Governor Walker. Late Thursday afternoon, after the office was closed, I got a call on my cell phone from somebody who works in the Secretary of State's office for Doug LaFollette, namesake of Fighting Bob. And this person just couldn't help herself. She had to call us to tell us that she had just received an executive order from the governor. And she said, I have to tell somebody, do you have a fax machine? There's only a print copy. There's no electronic copy yet. The governor has declared Monday, September 17th, Read the Constitution Day. So in light of what happened on Friday, I think we're going to be looking at a repeal of that order by Monday. This is bad timing for Scott Walker. But right, I called Matt right away. He got something up on our website. It was just too good to miss. So I think we should take the governor up, by the way, on this, and I think we should publicize this order as widely as we can, because on Monday, I think we should all be out there with copies of our Constitution on the Capitol lawn. Ed Garvey asked me to just give you a couple of remarks about what Fighting Bob Fest really means to me, to the Progressive Magazine, to the progressive movement in Wisconsin. So I've been thinking about this. What does Fighting Bob Fest mean? And I think as Ed throws it out to all of us to think about where are we going from here, this is really part of what Bob Fest is all about. I will tell you, when you talk about taking this on the road and connecting nationally with the progressive movement across this country, I think there is really something to be said for that. And I will just share with you one experience I had when I was in Tampa at the Republican Convention. One of the greatest things that I saw there was the Citizens Organization in Florida, where they are fighting Governor Rick Scott, very similar to the battle against Scott Walker. The statewide organization that they have created there, Awake the State. I went to a meeting of a subset of that group in Pinellas County called Awake Pinellas. And there, in the shadow of the Republican Convention, in the Rick Scott regime, they have created a citizens movement on the local level to change policy and affect progressive change. And it is really happening. In St. Petersburg, Florida, they are packing city council meetings, and they are giving their handful of progressive council members cover to roll back the austerity regime in their city. So there are no more austerity measures on the table. And in fact, what they have now instead is a debate over which taxes to raise to continue to support their public schools and their public, all of their public goods in that town. It can be done. It can be done. We can do it on a grassroots level, on a local level. And as we all know here in Wisconsin, this stuff hits home. This is not pie in the sky philosophical stuff. This is whether our children are going to have art teachers anymore. You know, this is whether we are going to have civil society and a middle class as we have known it. And we are down temporarily sometimes in this cycle, but we are not out, and we are going to win because we are right. So this is my list. Why Fighting Bob Fest now? Because we need progressive voices and values now more than ever. because we have to remember that what we are fighting for are the same values we've been fighting for since Bob La Follette declared war on the money power on behalf of the people. Because in this historic year, it's important to remember that we're still here, we're still right, and the historic energy of the Wisconsin uprising is still available to us whenever we decide to get together and unleash it. Because the other side is so transparently bad. That convention in Tampa, what they are selling in the way of austerity for most of us, the destruction of civil society and tax breaks for the very rich, is just a dog. And people recognize it. All these billionaires getting together and funding this campaign, the most expensive presidential campaign in history, getting behind their candidate, all the money power in our entire country. And who do they have? What are they selling us? Mitt Romney. It's what they got. This can be beat. Furthermore, why now? Because our side only wins when it embraces real majoritarian progressive values, and just look at that Democratic convention. Bill Clinton may have given us NAFTA. He may have signed the repeal of Glass-Steagall, but his speech at the convention hit it out of the park, defending unions, American manufacturing, taxing and regulating Wall Street, not to mention almost every speaker who got up on that platform defending same-sex marriage, women's rights, and public systems of healthcare and education. These are our values, and they are the values that the Democratic Party needs in order to win. It's not that we need the Democrats to champion our values. The reality, the Democrats need us, and more importantly, our country needs us, and that's why we're here. Welcome, and thanks for being here.